stacks of classics will entertain you. So keep those ears peeled for classic songs.
Oh, that's right, folks. Another ridiculous hour of Lost Discs Radio coming to you live over the shortwave radio.
Friends, before our show, we'd like to ask every one of you to drop a card or a letter to
WBCQ,
telling them how much you enjoy the show tonight. And, now this is the important part, sign every one of them Newton Minnow.
The free speech sound heard the whole world round. WBCQ, you're on the planet.
Gentlemen, we are live on the air tonight once again. If you can believe your ears, if you believe anything that's going on these days. In the background, we've got the incredible sounds of Chuck Rio. Well, it's the Champs. We've got the incredible sounds of the Champs in the background there, folks, because. Because Chuck Rio passed away. He's that saxophone player there, that dirty, dirty sax player, man. That's right, folks. No more tequila for this guy, you know what I'm saying? This is Jimmy Knight here sitting in with you for the Lost Discs radio show, and I'm going to be sitting in here with you on WBCQ for the next hour on 7415 and on 5110 kilohertz of your underground shortwave dial. And, well, that's the way things go, and it's true that the guy passed away. That's the guy on the record that says tequila, you know, after he's been drinking pretty hard there. He's got a pretty raspy voice. And he also played the saxophone in the group. His real name was Danny Flores. Hope we're spelling that correctly. But he went by the name of Chuck Rio. That was his alias. And that's why we kicked it off tonight. Now, that's the kind of exciting action that we're going to be digging. And apparently, we're also digging somebody on the phone line. Because, Dr. Doc Brown has a previous conviction. I mean, a previous record. No, I mean, Dr. Doug Brown had a commitment tonight. He couldn't be here, folks, I guess. But he may be listening somewhere over the shortwave radio or the internet. Who knows? Sitting beside me, though, on the telephonium lines, it could be Joe Stax.
Hi, everybody. Ask me about franchise opportunities.
Well, fantastic. Joe Stax is making the scene tonight. And, of course, in the background over there, drinking coffee tonight, folks, is Chesty. She must have been boozing it pretty hard last night because she's hitting the coffee tonight. And, well, that's the way it's going in the studio. So Well, we have a lot of things on tap here tonight, folks. It is Jewish holiday. It is Rosh Hashanah. Things are going to get political. I'm just warning you now ahead of time. Okay, now, Joe, we're gonna go into one from the champs here then. And this is going to be one where they actually do some singing. How do you feel about that, Joe?
I didn't think they really did a lot with singing, to be honest. I thought it always came down to pretty much just, you know, shouting it out.
Yeah. I thought that everyone thinks of them as an instrumental group there, but we have them here on the Challenge Records label tonight with a pretty interesting dance craze number, I guess. Folks, this is the Champs with the Shoddy Shoddy tonight on the show, man.
I'm on the dirty water.
Coming through the books on a magazine rack.
I'm on my dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
I picked up a book and I looked on the back.
I'm on my dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
There before my eyes on the very last page.
I'm on my dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
I heard the steps through the shoddy, shoddy dancing rage. And I bought the book.
Oh, I'm a dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
Ran to my baby just to give her a look.
Oh, I'm a dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
She put on a record and we tried it out.
Oh, I'm a dirty water, shoddy, shoddy.
Before very long we began to shout. Baby, and you hold her real tight.
Now, shoddy, shoddy.
When I say stop, then you gotta freeze.
Stop.
Hey, you do the shoddy, shoddy till you're down on your knees.
If you could just go ahead and make sure you do that from now on, that would be great.
By shortwave.
Lost Discs Radio.
I told you to turn the radio on.
I did. Takes time to warm up.
Thank you.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, that's some that's some kind of action there. Out of 1958, the Mo Kaufman Quartet off the Jubilee Records label with Coco Mamie. Coco Mamie, you see, that's, is that like a Joe? Is that like a mixed drink or something?
It's got to be. If it isn't, it should be.
I figured these guys are influenced by, you know, tequila. Not the drink, well, the drink, but the song, really. You know that song Tequila by the Champs was actually a B-side on the Challenge label there. If you have the original 45, folks, to flip it over and take a look. Tequila was side two of that record when it first came out. The A-side was a thing called Train to Nowhere. Which is a pretty cool instrumental in its own right. But somebody flipped it over and started playing Tequila, and, man. And so then Coco Mamie came out by the Mo Kaufman guys, and that made even less sense. It made no sense. Tequila made some sense. And so nobody bought the Coco Mamie record because they thought they was being ridiculous about that. Well, we're being ridiculous about this tonight on the show, but in spite of that, some people are emailing in. You know, good old Cosmic Debris is digging it. You know that guy Cosmic Debris does his Lumpy Gravy radio show here on BCQ on Saturday nights, coincidentally. Only he's on about 6 p.m. Eastern time. You should check him out, folks. He did a great job sitting in tonight there on 867-5309 at 8 p.m. I'm sure y'all were listening, digging the thing. Who was this? This is Larry, good old Larry in South St. Paul, Minnesota, who's been checking in on all the live programming tonight. I've heard him emailing in on Cosmic Debris' show there. And listen to this. He's getting a perfect signal, a 20 decibel over. Man, you dig that? On his S meter, he's getting 20 decibel over. That's about as good as it gets for a signal for the shortwave thing there on 7415 kilohertz. And he says, don't forget, Denny Flores of the Champs there was 77 years old. Well, thanks for that heads up. Folks, you should get in on this action because these people are beating you to it. It's you get in on the email, see, and you type it in. It's lost@wbcq.us. Now, see, you mail it right now in the email, and it'll pop up here on the screen, and then we'll shout back at you live over the shortwave underground. How cool is that, I ask you? So do it now, lost@wbcq.us, and get in on some action tonight. And Joe, how you feeling?
Feeling good. Enjoying the show so far. Now, as a follow-up to Mo Coco there, or whatever that was, Coco Joe, was that? A little Arch Hall action?
Mo Kaufman. Oh, you're talking about Arch Hall Jr.?
Yeah, perhaps I was mistaken. But anytime I hear the word Coco, I can't help but think of old Arch Hall, Arch Jr.
Yeah. He's sort of a, he was like a B-movie star kind of guy back in the 60s, early 60s?
Yeah, you know, star of such classics as Ega.
Yeah.
And Ega.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Draw a wild guitar, of course.
Yeah.
Always a classic.
And it's funny you mention him because I think a week or two ago we actually kicked off the show with an instrumental from Arch Hall Jr., Arch and the Archers.
Oh.
Yeah, and it was sort of uncredited. I didn't really say anything, but we were playing him. So now, Joe, stand by because Chesty is over here, and I think she's got a little bit of something Irish in her coffee. So we're gonna have to see what she's all about. Stand by.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, the whole cause of this, well, cabaret, is that wicked girl over there.
Yes, all right. Well, it's true. She is over there. Let's see what she's doing. Chesty.
Jimmy, I'm holding this microphone, and I'm deep in thought about something.
Okay.
You know how I'm hot for Elvis.
Sure, yeah. Right.
Yeah, love Elvis. And Elvis has a nickname, you know. What is Elvis's nickname?
The King.
The King.
Ouch.
Ooh, sorry. I'm going to let you in on a little secret about women. For all you male listeners out there.
All right.
Now, you see, we don't want boy size. We don't want even prince size.
Yeah.
We want king size.
Oh, Lord.
All right? You know what I'm saying. We want king size. And if you listen to this song, I think you'll get the point. King size guitar.
This is Jim E. Knight.
Tell me the station I'm listening to.
WBCQ.
How about telling the time to me?
It's about 10:18 Eastern Time Zone.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Yeah, check out the solar weather, folks. On the Earth-facing side of the sun, we've got a tiny sunspot, number 910, posing no threat for solar flares. I don't know if I believe that. Currently, a solar wind speed around 380 kilometers per second with a proton density at 58 protons per cubic centimeter. And let's see, in the mid-latitudes down here, we're going to be, over the next 24 hours, looking at about a 25% chance of active storms, 20% chance of minor storms, and only a 5% chance of severe geomagnetic storm activity over the next 24 to 48 hours. Well, all right. Unfortunately, the short skip from the transmitter. Now, see, the transmitter that you're listening to, folks, on the shortwave is in Monticello, Maine, USA. So we have our studios here in southern Connecticut, and the short skip is, well, it's skipping over us, apparently. And now, listen, I think some terrible thing has happened once again to our transmission on 5110. Okay, so if anybody knows anything about this, once again, our phone lines are tied up here, and no one has a cell phone in the studio. This is just terrible. And I believe that somebody needs to, somebody could call the station on our behalf, or maybe Joe Stax will call it during the next musical break. But I don't think we're on 5110 as of about 2 minutes ago. So check that out, folks. I don't know. We were getting it pretty good here on 5110 up until about two, three minutes ago. And, well, that's how we can monitor it, because, like I said, 7415 skipping way the hell out there. Well, in the meantime, people are emailing in. Look at this. Good old Chris in East Tennessee. And he's digging it on 7415, okay. And here's a good one. Who's this? Some guy near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, getting a nice signal. Some guy named James. All right, James, thank you for checking in tonight. And by the way, if any of these people would like a QSL card for the show, just give us your mailing address and your your signal report and whatnot, and I don't know what all. We'll be sure to mail you out a QSL card for this program and for WBCQ, and it will have Chesty's chest sort of hanging out on the front of the card. So no kidding on that. They do deliver these through the U.S. mail. Looks like Dr. Doc Brown is checking in. Look at this. He's on. He wants to get on the air sometime and tell Joe to get the hell off. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know about that. Joe's sitting pretty on the phone line there. Joe Stacks, you on the phone line?
Still hanging out, Jimmy, enjoying, well, I'm not listening to the show right now, but I know I was streaming it just before the you guys called in.
Nice.
And I could fire up the old cell phone and give BCQ a call. Was it 51? What is the frequency, Kenneth?
The frequency there, Ken, would be 5110.
110.
Now, we don't get a lot of emails on that anyway, but we do monitor here in Connecticut on 5110 because it doesn't seem to skip over us as well as it does on 7415. So we dig it, man. We want to keep that signal going for our show. Here's Cracker checking in on the email. Good God, golly, Miss Molly. Yes, he wants one of us guys here to host a show with Jay Schmilkstein. And I'd be glad to do it, you know, quite frankly. I think that Chesty and I could do a bang-up job. You know, Chesty, being a library media archivist specialist, and at least that's the degree that she's getting, our college intern, it's otherwise known as adult services, she says, off mic. All right, well, it's fine. We would be glad to do it. So give Jay our personal phone number, and let's hook up, I think. Mo Kaufman tune? Here comes Mike in Keswick, Ontario, and he's saying, geez, Mo Kaufman, why is he doing such a weird tune? He was one of Canada's foremost jazz musicians. In fact, he was a flautist. Note the absence of flute on that song, though. You know, that Mo Kaufman record is a little weird. Cosmic Debris says 5110 is on.
There you go.
Okay, well, maybe we've just got really bad propagation. I apologize.
But it said six.
I apologize. We'll see what we're doing. And no bad vibes to anyone up at the station. They all do a bang-up job. Anyway, Mo Kaufman, man. That was a Sonovox in there going, go, go, maybe. You know, the Sonovox thing? And we all dig the Sonovox because we're all radio geeks. Digging that. And, oh, wow.
And people who've had tracheotomies.
Yes, that's right. People with bad tracheotomies also dig the Sonovox. Okay, well, that's not funny. And speaking of things that are not funny, we're going to be getting into some Rosh Hashanah Jewish action here in a minute, and it's going to involve, you know, Arabs and Israelis and all kinds of horrible stuff. It's just, there's going to be wars breaking out, and, you know, prepare yourself. But before we get into all that, we're going to kick it off by way of a group called the Bad Boys. Now, I thought that I had a record by a group called the Black Olives. And I was promising some people, including Cosmic Debris, I was promising them that I would play this record by the Black Olives. Well, I pulled out the record, come to find out the song is called Black Olives, and it's by a group called the Bad Boys. Now, Joe Stacks is on the line. Joe.
Hey, you know, I just got off the phone with the guy at the night desk at BCQ. I think his name's Mo Green.
Yes.
And he says they'll look into it, first and foremost.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
So, you know, I was down here with the cell phone, calling them up and letting them know. So, but yeah, you're talking about the
Bad Boys.
The Bad Boys, not the Bad Boys with two D's now.
No, it's spelled like regular BAD, and they're on the Paula Records label tonight, man.
The Records label. Okay.
I got the 45. What can you tell?
Hey, you know, what I can tell you is these characters were from, believe it, Frederick, Maryland.
Hey, very good.
Not anywhere else, believe it or not. They were originally the backing band for a guy named Billy Joe when they were Billy Joe and the Continentals. And then they split up with this Billy Joe character. He had an ode to go see to, apparently, in mid-65.
Naturally.
And then the band carried on as the Bad Boys.
Wow. And, well, we've got them tonight. Did they have anything else besides this one single?
Actually, no. As the Bad Boys, this is their only release.
Oh, cool.
They would later sign, I believe it's basically the same group, the same three guys, would sign to Columbia Records and record several singles under the name Flavor.
Speaking of flavor, do you like black olives on your pizza?
No, well, you know, if it weren't for the E. coli, I really prefer spinach.
Ouch! Jeez. Well, you know, we're going to talk about that again, too, tonight, unfortunately. Okay, well, here we go, then. It's the B-side of the single. It's sort of a psych instrumental, folks. Eh? It's coming to you exclusively tonight on the Lost Discs radio show.
Question. What about the Jews? Aren't they a pure race?
No.
They have a word in foreign lands, they say in welcome and farewell, shalom, shalom. A word that needs no melody, the heartstrings play its harmony, shalom. Joyful greeting from gardens in the desert sand, where hearts that dance in meeting in God's promised land. Sing the song of shalom, peace to you, shalom. Ah,
I've heard someone say, I can always tell a Jew when I see one, but this is a myth.
Oh, I went to work in a delicatessen. For 30 Tuller und plenty zu fressen. Die Ballebus promised me a real gedille. Instead of gedille, I catched me a killer. You load 16 tons of hard salami. Corned beef, roll beef, and hot pastrami. I huckerine everything gets to essen. I owe my nishume to the delicatessen. I was born one morning and I gave a geschrei. My mishpuche was happy, it was a holiday.
Good job, Jim.
I wanted my bottle, I felt real chipper. I didn't get nothing cause it was Yom Kippur. 16 tons all kinds smoked fishes. Latkes, blitzes und heiße knishes. Oh Lord, nehme schnell to the promised land. A fire auf dem Boss soll werden verbrennt. Tate und Mame, they wanted a baby. A girl for sure, or a boy chick maybe. When Papi saw me, he said, "Noise, watch this." She said, "Call them oil, there's gonna be a breeze." You load 16 tons of bobbin pitcher. Kish, kip up and haliva. To eat a piece kishki, you must have koich. Just like a stain, it lays in your boich. Ich hab it schwer, just like a Jürg, who gets a vacation, a nächtiger Tag. A finstere Leben, I'm telling you boys, comes Pesach time, there's no bread in the hoys. You load 16 tons of leckeren Tegel, herring, mislili, stuffed hazel and bagel. Genick zu schleppen, just like a fell. Ihr sagt zu mir, Menschen, ist eigen Welt.
You are prejudiced if you think this boy's religion is wrong and yours is right. You are prejudiced if you ridicule this boy's cultural background.
Lost discs radio. Well, if we come out of this with all of our marbles, we're going to be mighty lucky.
Lost discs radio.
Remember,
solid gold.
WBCQ.
You cannot say the Arabs are anti-Semitic. They may be anti-Jewish or anti-Israeli, but not anti-Semitic.
Now, let me tell you punk something.
Sing,
let the old tapes roll. Everything's okay, let the fam sounds roll. From days of old, here we go with the classic sound and solid gold. WBCQ, you're on the planet.
From reading reports in the newspapers, you may be aware of the fighting between the Arab countries and Israel.
Lost Discs Radio.
Stop and think about it.
Incredible sounds, out of sight sounds now of the Monks, right there on the Lost Discs Radio Show, right there on your shortwave dial, right there on your internet connection. Oh boy, hey, we're all over the place apparently because of WBCQ. We got to give them all the credit there for getting us on the air and whatnot. Whatnot, not what? What? Joe Stax is channeling Dr. Doc Brown.
That's correct. I'm channeling it. Yeah, I've got out the Loftus Ouija board, and we are getting Dr. Doc Brown right now.
Okay, give us something from Doc's vibes there. What does he want us to know?
What do you want, Doc? What do you want us to know?
Wow.
I would like everybody to know.
Yes. Something.
That cheese.
Yes?
It's an is an important part of your daily diet.
Okay, well, that'll be about enough. You can hang up now, Joe. You can hang up right now. Okay, before the monks there...
If anyone scoffs at that...
Yes?
Then...
There's more coming, folks.
Easy. Thus speaks Dr. Doc Brown.
Okay. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we should just... I don't know. I was going to say something about worshiping people, but, you know, we're in enough trouble as it is, you know, because of all the people that... Hey, all the people that love the Jews are offended by that last whole set, and all the people that hate the Jews are offended by that last whole set.
We
can't win. I can't. We're not trying to win. We're not trying to offend anybody. I'm not personally not offended myself, and I'm the one running the show.
And Jesus never said anything about cheese.
Cheese? What? Oh, poor little baby cheeses. You know, they cut them up on a little board. You know, like you got your pepper jack cheeses and your smoked Gouda Jesus. Okay.
Doc Brown wants us to sacrifice cheese for our religion.
Doc, yes. Wants you to know that he is happy to share even a kernel of wisdom with you.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, good. When is that kernel of wisdom coming, by the way?
When is that kernel of wisdom coming, Doc?
Yes.
What?
Oh, my God. See... Folks, let me clarify.
It's difficult to be me.
Okay, let me clarify. Joe Stacks has now called Dr. Doc Brown on his cell phone, okay? And he's talking to us via his, you know, land phone or whatever you want to call it, his house phone, in the studio. And so Doc is being relayed through Joe Stacks. Hey, can you keep up?
Frank says that this is his year.
Whose year?
Fenway Frank.
Fenway Frank. We need to get him back in the studio and have him chow down some more wieners. That's true. There's this guy, Fenway Frank. It's a long story, folks. Okay, we're hearing from the Devil's Anvil before that. That was a group from the Middle East. Hard Rock from the Middle East is their album out of 1967. And they were singing in some sort of Arabic dialect there. Some sort of, what do you call it, Semitic language. See, they're not anti-Semitic because they're not against the language. Mickey Katz before that off the Capitol Records label with his version of 16 Tons. And before that, it was the Four Coachmen on the Dot label with Shalom. And yes, speaking of 16 Tons, we all know about Tennessee Ernie Ford, and he popularized the song 16 Tons. Well, I just want to talk about Tennessee Ernie Ford real quick. I don't know that we have time for this now, but I'm going to try a little Lead Belly action real quick. We're going to just play part of this and talk over it maybe. Everybody knows this because of Kurt Cobain when he did it on MTV's Unplugged back in the day.
Black girl, don't lie to me. Tell me, where did you sleep last night? In the pine, where the sun never shine. I wish you were there all night too.
Okay, this is a song called In the Pines, which it really should be attributed to Lead Belly, right? And just to show you just how incredibly square some white people could do these incredible numbers coming out by these Afro-American folks. We're going to compare this with Tennessee Ernie Ford's version of the same song that he cut in the mid-50s. And it's just a crime, folks. Just hang on a minute.
In a pond where the sun never shines, I wish you were all night too. My husband was a railroad man, killed a mile and a half from here. His head was found in a driver's wheel, and his body haven't found.
All right, so here we go. Let's listen to a little bit of the way Tennessee Ernie Ford completely butchered this song for the white pop market in the early mid-50s. Here it comes. Off the Capitol Records... Capitol Records EP tonight, folks.
In the pie. In the pine.
See what I'm saying?
Never shine.
It's gonna skip too, that's the worst.
And you shiver
when the cold wind blows.
Yes, and it's got beautiful Disney production
tell
in the background.
Me why,
not really.
Tell me why.
But sort of, yeah.
You were
Nelson Riddle Orchestra presents music to Wretch by.
Don't even say goodbye.
See, Leadbelly must be spinning in his grave on this, you know?
You caused me to grieve.
Jesus.
You caused
I say that in a religious way, not in a derogatory way. When I say that name,
you left
sorry about that.
Me here to cry.
pull the plug on that one. Or maybe it'd sound better at 70.
In the pow.
It might sound better on 78 RPM. Let's give it a quick shot.
In the
pines where the sun never shines.
There you go.
And you shiver when the cold wind blows.
That's got it. Joe, you digging this?
You know, I would. If we can't have Leadbelly, do you have the Leuven Brothers? they did a sweet version of that with that that pure bluegrass sound.
Yeah. Yes, it's the Munchkins from the Wizard of Oz presents a blues album to swing by.
Munching Leadbelly, right? They did that on Vanguard.
And you shiver where the cold.
No, I don't think so. Well, we'll leave you with the Leadbelly in your mouth.
You called me to weep, and you called me to mourn. You called me to leave my home.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, it's like a remix, you know? You get the Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Leadbelly, and put them together, and even whoa, I can't stop the turntable. Even though they're both dead, you know, we can mix it together and make it like one of those things that they did with the dead people and the tapes that they had. Now, listen, we don't have much...
Spin Master Jim.
Yeah, right. I'm mixing it down, folks.
J-E.
All right, I'm down with that. Okay, all right, let's just stop making references that we don't understand. On the show here tonight, folks, I'm talking about myself, no one else. Please don't anyone be offended by anything that I do. You know, the emails just keep coming in. I can't even keep up with them, folks. Thank you for being on top of it, folks. Good old, who's it? Who? There's a signal that's good in Arkansas tonight. Well, all right, that's cool. And it's from somebody that didn't leave his name. Scott, maybe? We don't know. Mr. Bill checks in, digging the Black Olives tune from the Bad Boys there that we were spinning. Lisa Compton. Hey, good old Lisa A. Compton. Man, what does the A stand for? Give us your full name next time. Getting us in Exton, Pennsylvania. Well, that's pretty cool. And she's got some rare 45s that maybe we should be hearing, apparently. And Bruce. Here's some guy named Bruce, and he's getting it on 5110 kilohertz. Not great, but it's okay. They're in Minnesota. Thanks, Bruce. We dig that kind of stuff. Once again, folks, send in snail mail, regular analog mail addresses for QSL cards. Oh, and here's a guy in Covington, Kentucky getting it tonight. And, Oh, yes. We appreciate that. He's going to be getting a QSL card. All right. Now, folks, for all those people, we don't have much time. We don't have any time, but we're going to do this real quick. For all the people that were eating the spinach these past 2 weeks and getting really sick and horribly vomiting and dying and all the terrible stuff, you may want to switch over to some asparagus. So tonight, off the Tower Records label, we have a real exclusive, a real lost disc for all you fans. It's the American Asparagus Sadist Society from the What For? That's right, man. Good luck with this one, folks. Dig it.
If you don't like asparagus, you better watch your step, child. Cause there's a new society who's gonna make a bit, yeah. They'll bet you that asparagus will taste great as the cheese. And if you don't agree with him, they'll beat you to your knees. It's the American Asparagus Sadist Society, founded 1962. And if you don't agree with them, well, they'll beat you black and blue. Well, they'll tie you up and knock you down, and whip you also too. But don't get mad, it's only fun. You can get them when they're through with the American Asparagus.
American Satan Society founded 1962. And if you don't agree with them, well, they'll beat you black and blue.
This time, rather than hear from the establishment who run newspapers, radio, television, book and magazine publishing companies, political parties, and schools, let's hear from those other teenagers who aren't smoking pot.
Sure you don't. Yeah, that's how it goes on the show. Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people digging the action tonight, and we do appreciate it. And like I say, some people, they get it on the shortwave. Some people get it on the internet. Some people, apparently, in Halifax, Nova Scotia, I'm going to say this every week until we hear from somebody, Somebody should be getting it on the syndicated sounds up there where we're on CKDU 88.1 FM, downtown Halifax, Nova Scotia, and we have yet to hear from anybody that gets it on that FM station. Living down in Halifax, you can email it to lost@wbcq.us any old time, or, you know, you can send it to our retro P.O. box, and that would be Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. That's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 USA. Well, okay, Joe? Joe Stacks?
Jimmy?
Did you square things away there with Dr. Doc Brown on your cell phone, or what?
We have one final message as Doc meditates in Mel Gibson's kosher garden.
Yes, please.
And he sends love and, you know, and cheese.
Well, all right. That'll go with the black olives that we had, I guess. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would just like to say, everybody out there, check into the Lost Discs radio forum. Plenty of new threads going up. Let's hear from some people.
Oh, yeah. We on our website, you can type it in. Just go to Google, you know, search on Google for the Lost Discs radio show. Just spell the word discs with a C, right? It's discs with a C. The full address is lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com, see? But there's no www's in front of that address. Please stop asking why. And you go there, and we do have some groovy stuff up, and including a new forum where you can communicate with us and talk to us and what all. And Joe Stacks has some cool stuff going on those forums, man. He likes to talk about the garage band action and the rare records and stuff. So be in touch, you know, and we'd like to hear from you. And thanks to everybody who makes the show possible at BCQ. And stay tuned now for some who knows what, Compex Variable Studio stuff or some Dr. Becker action or what all. And then Tom and Daryl and Daryl and Tom at midnight Eastern time zone here. And then who knows what after that in the wee small hours of a Saturday morning into Saturday night into Sunday morning. I'm going to go get some more beer. Good night, Joe.
Good night, Jim.